My mother and father married in 1948. They lived up in the... And a wonderful apartment. My dad had got a job as being a truck driver. He was a Teamster from Local 550. And it was a bread truck. Bread, you know, bread and donuts and stuff like that, but mostly bread. His first route, you know, he had to go all the way from Greenport all the way up to into the Bronx, where they had the pick up all the bread and the trucks were there, and his route was all around the Bronx. A lot of Latino folks, and people from Jamaica, and they're calling the bread pan de vida, the bread of life. That's interesting. Remember the Jamaican people, I said, yeah, this is the real bread, man. This is the real bread. This is important. So my father, even though he's a decorated World War II vet, they're very familiar. This wasn't just a job, it was a vocation. He's meeting different people from different backgrounds, but they still have this desire for the bread. He made a delivery, and he made sure the bread was never stale. And if it was stale, he would give it up to the homeless people, whoever. And then, you know, years later, you know, when he became a shop steward, he was allowed to deliver trucks over in Brooklyn. He was in Borough Park, which is mostly an Orthodox Jewish neighborhood. And, you know, he'd get very friendly, you know, with the rabbis and the Jewish owners of the stores around there. They'd call, hey, my father, he's bringing manna from heaven, bread from heaven. And they all were joking around. They had this great relationship, but all the different, that's the ethnicity of New York makes it such a great, rich city.